If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to invite you to turn them to John's Gospel, John chapter 7. I want to give a little preview of what I'll be speaking about this evening, just to whet your appetite a little bit, starting in verse number 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart from hence, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words to them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. And we addressed this passage up to this point last Lord's Day. Now, verse 11. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man. Others said, No, but he deceives the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How does this man know letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man wills to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Let me just make a couple of comments. I will speak on this more in detail this evening, but there are at least six reasons in this text why, by application, any pastor should teach the Word of God. Here Jesus comes to the temple in the middle of this feast, and it says in verse 14, he did something. What did he do when he went up to the temple? It says he taught. He didn't entertain. He didn't motivate. He taught. So if Jesus thought it was good enough to teach, then I feel it's good enough to teach. Good example that we have in the Lord. Drop down to verse number 18. There's another reason why here that it's good for us to teach God's Word. It says in verse 18, He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory. But he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. This makes a stinging statement about those who would teach their own ideas. It says without equivocation and without any exception, those who seek to teach their own ideas are seeking their own glory, period. But those who seek God's glory, the glory of the one who sent him here, he's speaking of himself, of course, the Lord is, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. You will not be able to find a self-seeking manner about the Lord Jesus, and neither should you about one who's teaching the Word of God. If he's really teaching what God has said, then he's really not seeking to put himself out there, or his ideas, or his clever ways of doing things, but he's saying, I'm just the messenger. Listen to what I'm saying, because I'm trying to say what God has already said. And so those are two reasons. I'll give you the others this evening why we should teach God's Word.